Omaha speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Casey. I got your name from a coworker. I was wondering if you could help me with a question for my cat.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm getting a new girl. She's about 8 months, and so I want to get her fixed, first of all, but my real question is, I need to get her declawed, and I'm trying to find a vet who's going to be really good at it, because my coworker's friend's cat got really messed up by declaw, but I've also heard that they can be perfectly fine. So that's why I'm looking, for a vet who is skilled at it and isn't going to mess up my cat.
I mean, we do them frequently, but there is always a risk because you're amputating 10 toes that something will go awry. But, they do them frequently with very few complications, but there is always a risk because, like you said, you're amputating 10 toes. There's a risk of, infection, phantom pain, things like that. So I never guarantee you, but I would say to you that they do them frequently enough.
When you say they, you have multiple vets that do it?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best at it? Or, who does the most? Or, who does the most experience doing it?
I mean, they all do them on their... We don't do them as much anymore because it's kind of falling out of favor, but there's 4 surgeons and they all do it. I couldn't tell you who does more than the others.
Is there one that you would recommend for this? I'm just really paranoid. I just want to make sure it goes right. You know what I mean?
I would say maybe Dr. Stouders or Dr. Warhatch. The two Dr. Gerbins do it too. There's junior and senior.
So this means that they do once a week, more than once a week, or
not always. It depends. Like I said, it's kind of falling out of favor, so they're not doing it as often.
Is it still is it at least once a month then? I mean, are they doing more than 10?
They all have years of experience. Somewhere in their years, they've done many of them. I couldn't average to you how often we do them, if it's once a day, once a week. It depends.
Okay. And then I was told that there are new technologies that are safer. Is that what your doctors use?
What do you mean? I mean, any time that we have anesthesia, they always get a preoperative blood panel to make sure their kidneys and liver are okay. And then we always do a physical to make sure their heart sounds good. And they're on, all the monitors you and I are on. They have an endotracheal tube, an EKG monitor, blood pressure, things like that, to check, to monitor them throughout the procedure.
Oh, no, I heard there was, a laser that people use.
Oh, we don't do that here. I worked in another practice that did, but this practice doesn't.
Oh, so how do you guys do it? Using the older way?
Yep.
Okay, what do you normally charge for that?
You want to hang on 1 second, I can put you an estimate together. And you want to spay at the same time?
Probably that'd be a good idea, right?
To do it.
Yep, people do it. Just one anesthetic procedure.
Okay,
hang on 1 second.
Well, there's your own dentist. Be sure to schedule your pet's dental evaluation when you return to the line. Going away? Feel confident leaving your best friend with us. Here at Burl Moore Gerben Animal Hospital, we have indoor runs and an outdoor play area for our dogs. And, of course, lots of toys, blankets, and TLC for both our cats and dogs. If your pet has health concerns or special medications or diets, be sure to let us know because our doctors are always available to help keep your cute critters happy and healthy. And don't forget, while they're here, we can also bathe them if you'd like, so they come home looking great and smelling pretty.
Blood work, it's $527, and that doesn't include the exam you'd have to come in for prior to the visit.
It'd be a first-time visit, and then the surgery for the fixing and the decline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they have to be current on a rabies vaccine, too, so that's another $30.
Okay, I think she has that. What is the fee for the office visit, you said?
It's $57.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to call back. I'm talking over my boyfriend. But Okay, all right, well, thank you for the info.
You're welcome.